Inspire Sound, a dedicated podcast for the Rathbones Inspire community, where we share knowledge, insight, experience, and advice from entrepreneurs and investors. I am Paola Cuneo. I lead on the entrepreneurial engagement at Rathbones. And today I am with Anastasia Elfimova, Head of Originations at HG Capital. I hope you enjoy.
I'm Anastasia Elfimova. I'm a director at HG, heading the origination team. We focus on looking for new investments and also add-on M&A for our portfolio. We focus on B2B software businesses and insurance and financial services. HG is a firm. We have 50 billion pounds under management at the moment and a portfolio value of 100 billion. So we're actually the second largest private equity firm in Europe right now. And we focus on B2B software, insurance, and financial services businesses. So we have three funds out of which we invest, Mercury, Genesis, and Saturn, where we invest starting with around 100 million equity in smaller companies up into billion plus into the larger companies.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And I know you have an amazing background as well before joining HG. So Anastasia, you spend all day looking for amazing companies to invest and to buy for your portfolio companies. So what are the key criteria when deciding to make an investment?
Sure. So, you know, every investor has their own investment philosophy and criteria, how they select businesses that they back. That's always in line with their charter and what they kind of agreed with their own investors. And for us at HG, we're focused on backing high quality software businesses that are profitable and growing, that have an attractive addressable market, that have the potential to scale over long term. So, you know, the characteristics of software businesses we usually back are typical, you know, high recurring revenue, high customer retention. And these are attractive characteristics for all investors. But for us in particular, you know, we are interested in backing businesses at scale and hopefully being part of their journey over a long time. For example, some of our investments, we have participated in the story of those companies for 20 years. And, you know, what we're really excited about is backing businesses that advance digitization of workflow of professionals over the next decades.
So it's really, you are with them for the long term. And what about the importance of the management team?
Well, that's paramount, right? Because those are the people who are actually driving the business, who are executing on the plan, on the vision. That's probably, you know, the most important criteria.
Excellent, excellent. Now, we all know that founders and business owners, they have a timing. They know when they need the investment, so they work backwards. How do you align with the timing? So let's share with our audience how the timing of the investors work.
I would recommend to approach the whole project of dealing with investors as early as possible. Of course, I appreciate founders and CEOs, especially if smaller companies are busy head down, running the business day to day, winning customers, taking care of customers. But unfortunately, the reality is, you know, taking to investors will take time. And you just have to focus on trying to carve out that time that will be needed for carrying out any kind of significant size of transaction, you know, especially if it is a complete sale of the business or if it's a significant investment. And so I would say you want to start 2 years ahead of a significant milestone for yourself and the company. And the reason being, first of all, it's best to talk to investors ahead of time so that they get to know you. Almost every investor likes to track a company over time. And most importantly, to be able to see whether the forecasts of the company are trustworthy, because that would be one of the most important criteria. And if the investor had the chance over time to speak to the management team, to observe how they've delivered on the result that they've promised, then the investors are much more comfortable about backing this team going forward. And in fact, there are some investors who would not even entertain making an investment in a company if they haven't tracked it for at least a year or multiple years or even decades if we're talking about really large, sizable investments. Of course, another thing to consider for the founders and CEOs is that you want to go to market, or you go to carry out a transaction at a time when you have a solid set of results that you can show for yourselves, whether it's operating milestones, bookings, revenues, financials, but also a solid plan going forward. Because, you know, what most investors spend time on is diligence, the recent historical results, but also getting comfortable about the immediate pipeline and forecast.
So what I'm hearing is it's never too early to approach the investors, allow more time that you need, and start from the relationship, and also show that what you promise, then you can deliver.
Absolutely. And relationship part you've mentioned is very important, right? Because ultimately you want to select the people that you like, that you're comfortable with. You know, investors are doing diligence on the company, but you should be doing the reverse diligence as well. And so just getting to know those people as potential partners, just like, for example, you would be selecting a co-founder or in your personal life, you know, these kind of relationships are very, strong. You will be spending most of your day, right, perhaps in some of the periods of investments talking to these teams. So you want to select someone that you aligned with on values. That's probably the most important part, because you might be able to write a lot of things down in a contract. You might pre-agree certain clauses and conditions for the various parties. Once you get into the day-to-day, once you get into the various crises that any business faces, it's about how, you know, the various properties will behave and how you can cope with those crises together.
Thank you for raising the point of doing the due diligence on the investors on the side of the founders, because I'm sure when one is so focused on the fundraising, it's very much about finding the cash, finding the investment, and perhaps underestimating the importance of the due diligence both ways. So we heard about the timing. So it's never too early to approach the investor. What is the best way? Because ideally, all the founders and CEOs, they have a fantastic black book. But in reality, especially if one is very focused on the business and also maybe some earlier stage companies, they might not have an amazing black book of investors. Anything you can share with us?
Sure. Start with some basic research, trying to understand which investors fit your kind of addressable size range, check stage of the company, but particularly the sector. More and more, as the investment market becomes specialized, you will have investors focusing on particular subsectors like ourselves. That's actually something that, you know, makes us successful is our deep sector knowledge. We focus on 8 sub-verticals of software and financial services. We know them really well. We know the trends that are playing out in those markets. We've backed other companies in those spaces. And so we are an obvious partner for a lot of companies. So you want to find the investors that align with your area of focus. And then anything from approaching them directly, you know, usually if you're doing the right things, the investors will find you. We definitely don't hesitate to approach attractive companies that we come across. You can try going to an industry-focused event, one of the various networking opportunities, conferences, where you can meet people in a more informal basis, especially before you're ready for, you know, a concrete transaction. Just getting to know and starting to have those chats is a good idea.
Great. I want to have this takeaway. If you do the right things, the investor will find you. Because it's true, in every investment firm, there's always people like yourself responsible for originations. So let's remember this. Anastasia, thank you so much for your time, for the invaluable advice, suggestions, insight into this. Really, thank you so much, and see you soon.
It's been a pleasure, Paola. Thank you.
Look out for more podcast episodes and for thought leadership articles dedicated to the Inspire community in the next few months. But for now, thank you for listening.